AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama has authorized support for Saudi Arabia as it launches airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen, although U.S. forces aren't taking part. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan says the U.S. military is establishing what's called a joint planning cell to coordinate logistical and intelligence support. She calls the attacks by Shiite rebels that ousted Yemen's Sunni president destabilizing and says the Saudis are acting to halt violence against an elected government.
Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. announced the rare military operation by his country at a Washington news conference about a half hour after the bombing began. Secretary of State John Kerry is back in Switzerland to resume Iran nuclear talks as negotiations go down to the wire against an end-of-the-month deadline for the outline of a deal. Before leaving Washington, Kerry said critics who want a deal that ends all of Iran's nuclear work are being unrealistic.
It's not a choice between this moment and getting them to give up their entire nuclear program, as some think. It's not going to happen.
There's a public report that one of the pilots of that doomed German Wings jet was locked out of the cockpit before the crash in the Alps.
The New York Times is citing an investigator who says audio from the cockpit voice recorder reveals that one pilot had left the cockpit. Then he tries to re-enter, knocking softly at first. But when there's no response, the investigator is quoted as saying, "You can hear he is trying to smash the door down."
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. A tornado that struck in Oklahoma has claimed a life and injured more than a dozen people, according to the Tulsa County Sheriff. That was in Sand Spring in suburban Tulsa. There was also a tornado in Arkansas. This is AP Radio News. The House has approved a GOP budget. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander has details.
Republicans say the more than $5 trillion worth of cuts in their budget would eliminate the deficit in 10 years. Some of the savings coming from the repeal of the health care law, as well as the scaling back of benefit programs. This is California's Tom McClintock.
Follows principles that have time and again consistently and rapidly produced economic expansion and prosperity.
One Democrat called the GOP plan financial hocus pocus. Another warned it'll hurt average Americans.
It widens the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
The Senate appears poised to approve a similar budget. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
About 100 family members and friends of victims held a candlelight vigil near the site of the New York Dance Club on the 25th anniversary of the fire at Happy Land that killed almost 90 people. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.